Okay, today's Gemara that we'll do is Sanhedrin Daf Kuf Ches Amud Beis. The second day that we're going to discuss the Dor HaMabul. The Dor HaMabul, L'Kavod Parshas Noach. So the Gemara tells us, Kuf Ches Amud Aleph, we had a number of the Chazals. Kuf Ches Amud Beis is the other. Based on a pasuk in Iyov, the Gemara says, Malamed, Shrei Noach HaTzadik Mochiach Osam. Noach the Tzadik. Not too many people in Chazal are called Tzadik. Yosef HaTzadik, Noach HaTzadik. Some say that Noach and Yosef, the connection is that they both supported and sustained the entire world. Yosef sustained Mitzrayim, which was the center of civilization, and Noach sustained the entire world. That was on the Teva. Noach spoke very harshly and very strongly. And they used to make fun of him. Amrula, they said, Zakein, old man. Teva Zulama, why are you building a Teva? Amr Lahem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, maybe Aleichem is a Mabul. Hashem is bringing a Mabul. Amru, Mabul Shel Ma. What type of Mabul is he bringing? A Mabul Shel Eish? Is it a Mabul of fire? Yesh Lanu Davar Acher. Va'alisa Shma. We have something called an Alisa. It's a material that fire can burn and fire can't break through. So we're not worried. We have the Alisa. Vim Shel Mayim Hu Mevi. And if it's a water flood, Imin Aretz Hu Mevi. If it brings water from the earth, Yishtona Shashio Shel Barzel. Shel Machapin Ba'emes Aretz. We'll cover the earth. Don't worry about it. We're not worried. Vim Min HaShemayim Hu Mevi. And if he's bringing water from up above, Yishtona Dover Va'akev Shmo. Varmila Akev Shmo. Some say it's a type of sponge. But either way, they felt confident that with whatever Mabul Hashem brings, they're not worried. Amar Lahem, Noach says, Humevi me bein ikvei ragleichem. He's going to bring you a Mabul from between your legs. What does that mean, from between your legs? So Rashi has tupshatim. Either with a little bit of liquid, he could drown you. B'shechva zera shalachem yachol limchos eschem. Or me bein ikvei ragleichem in a regal yotzi mamishmayim. Just saying another different type of pshat. Continuing. Amar Avchizda, Baroschen kilkulu baraveiro, Baroschen nidonu. What happens? They sinned with boiling, a boiling state. Baroschen, they sinned. What exactly does that mean? The Gemara explains, Ksifacha v'yeshuchu amayim, Ksifazam v'chamas ha-melech shechacha, that when they were Arayos, there was a resicha, a boiling point, ba'avera, and then the waters of the Mabul were boiling, according to this Chazal. Vahila shevas hayamim, and after 120 years, there was another 7 days, and then the Mabul came. Umei Mabul hayolares, mativim shol shevas hayamim. What were these 7 days? A number of fascinating suggestions. Rashi, again, only on Allah Torah, only quotes some of these. Amar Rav, Rashi quotes this one. Elu yimei avelu shel musushalach. What were the 7 days? This is musushalach just died right now. And Hashem wanted to wait till after the Shiva of Musushalach. Well, Bedcha Shes Beitan Shal Tzadikim Ma'akvan Es HaPeronis Lavo. The Hesved of a Tzadik, mourning a Tzadik, prevents Peronis. Not just the Tzadik, but even the mourning. There is a Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi gives a different shot. Yerushalmi in Moed Katan. In the third parak says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was sitting Shiva for the world. That was the seven. That was the week. Which is unusual. What do you mean? Usually sit Shiva afterwards. Right? What do you mean sitting Shiva beforehand? It reminds us a little bit of David HaMelech when he found out that his son, right, his son that was that it was born was going to die. He went on the floor and he was sackcloth. And right after he died, he got up and he took a shower. Right, similar. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said he was going to die. He told him. So there is an idea, the Torah Tzmima mentions this Allah Torah, that Shiva we only do after someone dies because we don't know. But if there's a nevuah that something is going to happen, we could already start mourning. HaKadosh Baruch Hu obviously could start mourning. He knows what's going to happen. But that's a fascinating chazal. Hashem was sitting Shiva for the world. Davar Acher, another pshat here, Argamar says, L'Shivas, Sheshina Aleim HaKadosh Baruch Hu Seder Breishas. Shivas reminds us of the 7 days of creation. Hashem was Mishana, the entire Sidre Breishas. Shaisachama Yotzis Mimayra, V'Shachas Mimizrach. The sun went up in the west, came down in the east. Everything was mixed up during the Mabul. It was a restart, basically, of the world. Davar Acher, Kadosh Baruch Hu Kavalem Zman Gadol Zman Katan, gave them more time to do tshuva. Davar Acher L'Shivas Hayamim Shehit Iman Me'ein Olam Haba. He wanted to give them a little taste of Olam Haba. 7 days, Shabbos is one of the things that the Gemara mentions in Brachas is Me'ein Olam Haba, one of the 160th Shabbos Me'ein Olam Haba. Kedesh Sheyedu Ma Tova Manu Me'en, to know which goodness you are losing out on. The Gemara continues a number of other chazals. Maybe we'll just do one more and then we'll continue the rest tomorrow. Says the Gemara, Mikol HaBehemah Torah Tikach Lach Shiva V'Shiv Ish V'Ishto. From every kosher animal you take Ish V'Ishto. Ishus L'Behemah Miyislei. What is there? Ishus for an animal? Is an animal married? Amar Shurban Achmeni Yom Abiyonasan. Ish v'ishto means me osam shloneda ben aveira, from those who are ra'ui, to be fit, to be, so to speak, pure and married. Obviously, they're not married, but from these. Mina yada had a knock. No, Amar Rav Chisda shevir lefnei teva. He passed all the animals in front of a teva. Kol shateva kol tasso. Whichever ones the teva's door is open, come on in. Biyadua shlonevda ben avera. It was a miracle. V'chol she'ein teva kol tasso biyadua shenevda behen avera. Or it wasn't the teva. Rabbi Avo Amar me osan haba in me alehem. From those who came by themselves. So those the ones that came were the ones that were pure. Interesting what the Kudas HaMachlokas is. These are a number of items related to Noach. Maybe we'll do the third and final day next time relating to Dor HaMabul.